Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
On the blurry line between prophecy and paranoia, one name continues to surface whenever the future feels uneasy. A psychic seer, blind from childhood and surrounded by an aura of mysticism, the Bulgarian prophet has been credited with predicting everything from global conflicts to technological upheaval. Whether mythologized, mistranslated, or eerily accurate, her words linger like heavy fog over the future. As 2026 approaches, a new wave of predictions attributed to her circulates online. Whispers of escalating conflict, breakthroughs that blur the line between human and machine, and sudden shifts in global power. Some interpretations paint a world teetering on the edge of chaos. Others hint at a transformation through crisis. The problem, as always, is separating what she actually said from what modern anxieties have retrofitted onto her legacy. Are these forecasts genuine warnings echoed across time, or mirrors reflecting our collective fears about where the world is heading next? And why do her prophecies seem to resurface whenever uncertainty grips the present? This case file, join the theorists as we decode the predictions and indulge our fascination with foresight with Baba Vanga.
Theorizing. I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Andrew.
And you hear that?
No obnoxious yelling? Fucking nose whistling?
You didn't have to plug your ears at the start of the episode. You didn't have to turn down and turn up your radio as you go.
That being said, he might be on in 10 minutes.
He might be. He might join us. So until then, we're just going to talk shit about him. Yeah, now, Braden's still dealing with his fatherhood from hell currently.
Why are you making stuff up? Let's be honest. Things didn't go his way a couple rounds in Arc Raiders, and he turned into a giant poopy pants, and he doesn't want to be friends with us anymore.
We didn't loot right. We died too early.
No. We didn't follow his orders. We didn't res him in time. He's fucking crying. He's a little bitch.
Speaking of Arc Raiders, I'm going to get back on soon. I haven't played in 2 weeks.
Don't. Just fucking don't.
Don't play.
Don't do it. Don't do it yourself. Like if you've been able to like stay away for a little bit, don't ever go back.
I'm not into it as much as you guys.
But that's the thing is like, you know me, I'm not into video games. Never been a big gamer in my life. I'm full fucking put it in my veins.
He's locked
in. Get that goop in my veins. Takes you a few little bit, takes you a little bits, little hits here and there. And then next thing you know, you're fucking selling your booty hole for fucking goop.
I wonder if Baba Vanga predicted the rise of Arc Raiders in late 2025 here.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, this week we're bringing back one of our old prophets, Baba Vanga, because there's been some recent developments. It's got hold of the mainstream about some potential new predictions that have come true or will come true shortly.
I feel like this is every year, though.
It's every year.
It's every year there's Baba Vanga. If you go Baba Vanga 2025, 2024, 2023, they always pull these the wonderful predictions. Hey, 100% accurate.
Since we don't have him here, because I don't want to fucking inflate his ego anymore, but we should mention we have our own prophet, fucking Bray Bray Vijayjay, who predicted Venezuela.
I think, well, him and thousands of other people
for a while.
Yeah. Still, I'm impressed.
I feel like it was wildly a joke.
What did he say? I missed it.
I just remember him talking about us. He's like, without a doubt, the U.S. is going to be invading Venezuela
for the oil
to liberate their oil.
Well, I mean, yeah, everyone, it's
the joke.
And it's like
all the ones with oils get liberated, right?
100%. You got it. They're the ones that need the most fucking liberty and justice and freedom.
I don't think this was on Baba Vanga's 2026 bingo card, though.
Yeah, she missed the Black Ops overnight extraction of a foreign president. That one.
It's crazy.
Which is like straight out of a video game, this fucking thing.
What we do have to look forward to is World Cup alien encounter, I guess. That's what's going
on. The aliens are coming during the World Cup?
That's the thing right here. I guess.
I mean, hey, the Okanagan's about to be invaded by aliens during the World Cup because you know. When they come to Vancouver, every single junkie in that city is going to get bought a bus ticket and send
the world comes to Vancouver.
Okanagan. This is why FIFA gave President Trump the world peace prize. So he can act on their behalf when the aliens come down during the World Cup, as UFO researcher Mark Christopher Lee seems to claim will happen this year.
Buddy, this has all been predicted in Mars Attacks. This is what happens. Trump's going to be the first guy that gets melted.
Yeah. Goes to shakes the alien hand on the White House lawn and just gets blasted.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you thought people were cheering for Charlie Kirk, I mean, just wait.
Jesus. He's going to shake the fucking alien's hand. He's going to get his orange spray tan on his fucking hands and the alien's going to freak out.
Yeah. Anyways, Baba Vanga, we talked about her long, long, long way back. But pretty much, short story is she was a Bulgarian mystic who lost her sight as a child after a severe thunderstorm. And she claimed to have visions of the future. She rose to prominence in Eastern Europe during the Cold War. The stories go on and on about the Soviets coming to her for predictions about battles and a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah. What is it about?
And just to be clear, she's dead now. She died in 96.
She's dead now.
She was born when the Ottoman Empire was still a thing.
It's crazy.
That's kind of funny. I thought that was interesting.
What is it about fortune tellers and being blind? Or essentially just have like no eyesight?
It's that sense.
It sharpens your third eye.
It's the fates, right? Like they shared that one eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, with all your sight, you know, the other stuff, all other senses
is heightened. So like Daredevil.
100%. He could be a prophet.
You think so?
If he wasn't just fucking the prophet fighting Murdoch? Crime all the time.
He's busy. Hell's busy. Kitchen's a fucked up place. Yeah. Especially now with Mom Danny taking over.
Oh, you thought Gotham City was a fantasy.
Collectivism is coming for fucking Hell's Kitchen and it's going to be scary.
I'm here for the stories. Love it. But anyway, she's made a bunch of predictions. We've talked about them before, from 9/11 to wars. And now there's some new ones. Some new ones that are coming to prominence. We got to go through them.
But she's been dead since when?
What? 96.
No, it's just like she's has predictions that have come true. Like she's written these down or.
Oh, so she's
passed down.
Somebody
they're passed down.
So not new ones, or but things that are just coming true now.
Coming true now or in the future will come true or maybe will come true.
Okay.
I think I mentioned it before, but it's like her. I think most of these predictions come from like mostly anecdotes, interviews, recollections. And I think like the main source is like her grandniece, or like her niece. It's like so I think she holds her, it's Krasimira Stoyanova, has like most of the information that concerns her. So I think if you have to get a primary source, it's her, but I never see, it's just interesting to read all of these articles with her predictions. And there's never like an exact time stamp on any of these things. Like it's not exactly when, these predictions were written or
she
like
didn't put, a, put them down in the tablets of
not her because she was white.
That's what I mean. So who wrote these? Who wrote these fucking predictions? It's
people who interviewed her and
passed
like,
down. Just all oral for the most part, I think. Or people have written them down now as the lore has snowballed. But it's not like she wrote like a detailed list. No,
it's not like she dictated, be like, hey, this is the thing. There are some predictions that have like specific years attached to them. A lot of them are kind of a, you know, they're just vague, a little bit vague for some of them. But what, the ones that do have years attached to them are pretty, I think 2026.
But the vague ones have the highest hit rates.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Right. the ones that do have dates attached to them are interesting. I think, like 2026, I think for sure is one where it's like she says that we're going to be encountering the others. Like this is when this is, this is what that, the Mark Christopher Lee, who's known for his movies, the documentary UFO Encounters of the Fifth Kind. Ooh. And also The Last Grail Hunter, which is IMDb says it's a horror movie, I guess.
Never seen it. Put it on the list.
Does that star Indianapolis Jones?
It looked like the, from the, cover it, yeah. From the poster, it, yeah, it looks like a movie that would star a person named Indianapolis Jones. But he says that he kind of cites her, and he's saying that she foresaw humanity's first contact with aliens during this 2026, during a global gathering, a massive global gathering, which that would be the World Cup. You know, that would qualify, I assume.
But oh, wait, I hear a loud fan and some heavy breathing. What just happened?
Just some nose whizzes.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ, you're so loud.
Why are you so loud? I got to turn everything down now, for fuck's sake.
You just came in like a wrecking ball is normal. Braden's here, everybody. What did we tell you?
Yeah, very round.
I think
with a deviated septum.
Brain's delirious.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
I think it was medically enhanced, is what happened.
I think so too.
Oh, they just made it so it like double the intake of air.
There we go.
He's got to make up for all of the air that he hasn't been.
Yeah, dude, there's 10 years of no air, basically. Now I'm catching back up. It's insane.
Got to reoxygenate the double. Brain.
Sorry, what I missed, boys? Sorry, I was late. It's just fucking
talking about fucking baby vajayjay here.
Oh, Baba Yaga?
Bobby Vagaga.
She's saying, did you see November aliens?
We're just getting there.
It's like Braden just jumps to the fucking punch.
Jumps to the end. Jumps to the end of it.
All right, wrapped it up.
Yeah. So anyways,
I thought it was funny.
Everybody go home.
I thought it was funny. I mean, like, first off, every time I see the name, is it a guy or a girl?
It's a lady. It's a lady.
Is it a crotchety with old no lady?
I mean, yes. She's a blind lady and she's also dead.
She's long dead.
She's dead, right? How is she making predictions?
Oh, and he's gone.
And he's gone.
It was good while it lasted.
Anyways.
See ya.
What?
I just froze. Now you're back.
I froze? Oh,
yeah.
That's weird. I was flying to mine. Nothing happened.
Oh, wow.
It's that fucking island living, buddy, with all that shit internet you got out there.
I there's always a new prediction with her. I thought it was funny because aliens were supposed to come last November. Mm-hmm. With the
they're coming next November. The others are coming.
Yeah, for the World Cup. Well, it's come. They like
is that
soccer.
Is that coincide with the World Cup?
Yes.
What a better time to invade the United States when the World Cup comes, because that's where the aliens are going.
Yeah, that's why I said. That's why I said that. That's why FIFA gave World Trump or World
soccer's
Trump,
everyone's
Trump
game.
Gave him the. The soccer is the world's game.
It's a galactic game.
It's everybody's game. Yeah.
They're probably coming to
give. Oh my God. So that's the slogan is it's the world's game. Space Jam, baby. The aliens are coming. They're going to want to fucking throw down. That's what's
happening. It's a beautiful game. Anyone with 2 feet and a ball, they're like, aliens are coming.
They want MJ to fucking Moron Mountain.
Dance and man, then the Space
like
Jam.
That.
That's what's happening.
New team, late entry.
Yep.
The Glorgons.
Messi's going to get they want Messi.
Miss Universe pageant's going to get real interesting.
See, I feel like that's where, because Space Jam, like, great concept, and I feel like they could have just fucking every couple of years done that with like a different sport, because like I feel like why not? You could have done that concept with every sport, like, oh, every 2 years.
Dude, it would have been great on the ice,
right? Oh, buddy.
Yeah, but yeah. That's a problem. It would have been great, and it would have been a shitty fucking Canadian-made movie because no one would know any of the players.
Well, it
would
have to be a fucking Canadian-made movie. Nobody
would be. Yeah, no one would give a shit.
Netflix would have made that the same time as the NFL one, just to get that CanCon.
That would work.
That'd be hilarious. Dude, imagine the NFL one would be like NFL Blitz. Just the Monstars just crushing people
everybody
after the whistles, doing Bane backbreakers.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they did in Space Jam.
Did they give people backbreakers?
Oh, they fucking mangled guy. I remember watching fucking Pancake Foghorn them. Lehorn get fucking barbecued, yeah, man. He got shot with a laser gun.
That's right.
No fouls, eh?
Fucking Newman got flattened, remember? Yeah,
that's right. Legit. That's right.
Every bone in his body broken.
To mush.
What was what were the refs doing on this? Are they just letting it get out of control?
I think the ref was Elmer Fudd, wasn't it? What do you expect?
Was it?
He was paid off.
Sure. Yeah.
That's a weird concept. You have like a fucking, you're going to enslave the tunes and you're like, all right, we'll allow one of the tunes to be the ref.
Well.
And then he calls the shittiest game of all time up into the four, like no fouls.
We'll allow this racist hunter to be the ref.
Well, I mean, the tunes were on PEDs.
Yeah, they were jacked up.
They let that fucking go too.
Yeah.
Michael's Secret Stuff.
Secret Stuff.
Yeah.
No, Marvin the Martian was Marvin the Martian was the ref. That's an impart. That he's an alien.
Yeah. So he's half and half.
And a tune. He's and a little bit of both. So
if he's an alien, he's on the Monstars team.
Yeah, he's got foot in both worlds.
So that's a fucking, I can appreciate that.
And he also, I don't think he likes most of the tunes. Like, he doesn't like Bugs Bunny.
No, he doesn't like Duck Rogers. Remember? Yeah.
I feel like that was better for the Monstars, really. Like,
I fucking loved those ones. Those are great.
Oh man, you could have hold a whole fucking Space Jam. Oh,
they should have went to different sports as opposed to going to Space Jam with fucking LeBron's James.
Because I feel like
watch that one.
That one with LeBron James was whack.
It sucked.
Sucked.
It was very good at all.
My thing is, I was like, why wait so long? Like, why remake that? Like with the same thing, like. Every 5 years, a new fucking sport, right? They're back. And this time, they're on ice.
Could have done it with Gretzky. Could have done it with fucking Brady.
Gretzky in the 90s would have been great.
It would have been unreal.
Oh, hell yeah, man. I mean, you could have had all the golf. Had Tiger on there.
Yep.
Right? That would have been good. You could have
just do the goats. And that's my, like,
dude, how was this not a franchise?
I don't know. That's insane.
The Space Jamverse. You could have had Lance Armstrong fucking.
You know what probably happened? Is they probably did have it queued up, but unfortunately, they fucking chose baseball. And then they found out all those guys were on gear. They're all like, oh, these guys are all roided out. They're the Monstars. It doesn't work. Fucking shut it the fuck down. Yeah, we got a great idea. We're just going to star Mark McGuire.
Just crushing balls. Like a
Monstar.
Yeah.
Right through the Monstars.
Yeah.
So anyways, Baba Vanga. She predicted. It was supposed to. I thought it was last year, but it's been pushed to 2026 now, where massive spacecraft will enter our atmosphere and the understanding of our universe will change forever. Mm-hmm. I don't know if those are her direct words or not, but.
Well, 2025 last year, she had predictions. She had multiple predictions or what were reported to be predictions for last year. So one was a devastating war in Europe, which was kind of already going on. The rise of Russia's influence.
Has there not been devastating war in Europe from the dawn of time?
Pretty
much. Has there been not war in Europe?
I
think there's like 20 years in there that there was.
Dude, really? I'm still stuck on the Europe. I still cannot believe that they have fucking fucked up this Space Jam verse. Because you could do it today. What I'm saying is, listen to this: the Monstars come down, they collect all the best players today. They're like, Our team has no good players. You have to get a retired GOAT. You can bring Gretzky back. You can bring Brady back. You know what I mean? Because they're not playing. So it's like, who's this guy? Right? It's perfect. You could, dude, you could do a wrestling one, Royal Rumble, bring John Cena back, right? I'm saying, like, this is a great...
I just retired.
Why you got to go after retired players? Why can't we have current players?
Well, because the retired players aren't playing, so they're not getting their fucking juices sucked. Right, oh, just like MJ. MJ wasn't technically playing basketball.
Kind
right?
of retired, but like, listen.
Yeah, he was striking out with baseball. That's
we'd be fucked if they're coming after retired players. They get fucking 45-year-old Tom Brady to come in. He's going to get his ass sacked by a giant alien for fucking sure. It's over. Wayne Gretzky? Guy looks like a skeleton.
He's dead.
It's over.
Yeah, Gretzky's
He's
dead.
He's fucking dead.
Yeah. He's like, can't raise the puck anymore.
No, we're fucked.
Yeah, I couldn't. I'm like, man, this is. Is it WB? Mm-hmm. WB's got to get on it.
But now that Netflix owns it, maybe.
Isn't that being disputed? Isn't there a bidding war now?
I don't know.
I don't know if they own it. It's not official.
Paramount Paramount. Oh, like put another like $20 billion on the table or something.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Still, I think there's still.
We're talking hundreds of like $100+ billion merger. So
it's like a bid for it. I don't think they've just put up an offer for it. I don't know if it's been. It hasn't been.
Yeah, I don't know. It's got to go through shareholder approval. But
I feel like whenever it gets money that high, it just doesn't. It's not even real.
It's not real anymore.
Money. Doesn't make sense. Yeah. It's not real money. It's just like fucking bidding war with fake fucking zeros.
Yeah, who's paying that? Money?
I don't know. That's crazy. Who gets it?
That's the death of creativity.
Like, who gets that money? Like,
if you go down to three corporations owning all media, it's the death of creativity. It's just going to be fucking Blockbuster, superhero movies.
Space Jam.
And Space Jam. That's it. That's all we're going to get.
Good.
Every fall, you'll get Space Jam and then the new Knives Out.
And you have to watch it because that's all there is. Like, you'll have to watch Space Jam. Compulsory Space Jam watching. That's the only movies that are going to come out are just Space Jam movies.
So there was a devastating war in Europe. We already got that.
Yep, got that.
So we got that.
These are for 2025. The rise of Russia's influence. So at some point, Popovaga predicted that Vladimir Putin would be reelected as Russia's leader, which I don't know how you could reelect somebody who's president for life at this point. So, I mean.
Eh. Well, they have elections, he elects, Dan.
There's elections.
He wins by a landslide.
Every time.
Yeah.
They throw 1% of the vote on the other guy just to give the illusion of democracy.
You just solved all our fucking Space Jam hockey problems. We got Putin.
Putin.
They're fucked.
The Russian.
Putin and his aliens are fucked.
Putin's and his mercenaries.
56 goals a game.
Yeah, dude. Or nuke them.
He's like, we didn't go after KHL.
Dude, there's nothing funnier than watching the KHL All-Star game when Putin comes out. He's 69 years old and he's just lighting up the best hockey players in the world.
Dude, he's good.
So good.
Sick.
He's good. He's a generational talent.
Ageless.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
It's predicted a number of, I guess, natural disasters, which is like, okay, so there's a number, you know, the eruption of certain dormant volcanoes, which should happen. There's some volcano
there's
eruptions.
There's a fucking flood like every day of the year around the
there's
world.
Also, yeah, there's also like, massive flooding.
I got one of my Baba Bredo. It's coming to me right now. Next year, sometime around August.
Clip it.
Devastating fire.
Okay.
Whereabouts?
Yeah, somewhere in the world.
Non-BC. There's no way it'll happen.
Somewhere in the Pacific Northwest.
In the Pacific Northwest. Just devastating fire.
She specifically mentioned an earthquake along the U.S. West Coast.
What? Holy shit.
No way.
Oh, she's good.
Like, how big of an earthquake?
Holy shit, she's good, boys.
Because there's earthquakes there all the time. They're small.
She said earthquake.
Well, she got it. Then fucking nailed it.
She fucking nailed it, right? Yeah. And then there's always certain scientific breakthrough predictions attached to Baba Vanga as well. I guess she foretold that we were going to, you know, lab grown organs, which were kind of already a thing, that was last year, which I don't think there was any, I mean, we haven't perfected the technology yet. It's really like,
it's just a matter of time at this point.
Oh, we got to perfect it.
Yeah. It's not a matter of if, it's more a matter of when that we're going to get there, but
and then lab growing ribeyes, baby.
Them from corpses.
Yeah. And then she anticipated advancements in cancer treatment in 2025, which is like every year, which is cool.
Sure. We're getting better.
Yeah. But we're still using the same archaic drugs.
We're still nuking the whole body, hoping it sticks.
Crazy. It's like, now we have some things. Yeah. There's the new stuff like modifying the proteins in there for cancer to like eat itself and stuff, which I mean, there's a lot of stuff in there. It's like advancement in cancer treatments is kind of being like,
dude, you just feed cancer 15 hertz frequency ongoing all day, breaks up the cancer,
pull out a flute,
fucking bust it up.
High dose vitamin C, that's all you need.
And 15 hertz, that's all it is. That's the secret.
Seen it.
Yep. So, there are predictions that have specific years attached to them. It's stuff to look forward to. Like in 2028, apparently, we'll start to explore Venus as an energy source. Not 100%.
What are we going to drill in?
Drill, baby, drill.
Venus has got oil.
No, no, no. The wind.
She meant Venezuela.
She meant Venezuela. She got a rock. It was a
G. It's a V. She saw some letters, V-E-N. She's like, our Venus?
Yeah.
I think so. That's what I'm seeing. But really, it was Venezuela. She nailed it.
Someone edit that in the Baba Vanga lore. It was Venezuela.
You want to make sure your houseboats and your kayaks are in good condition for 2033, because that's when the melting of the ice caps is going to happen.
Like complete? Like all gone?
All gone.
Yeah, all gone. That's when the polar ice caps will melt. They will melt, and the raising sea levels, that's when we're going to get Waterworld. So everybody watch that movie.
Who is this, Al Gore?
Imagine being so rich and having so many billions of dollars that you can just build a bunker in Hawaii. You're like, just in case Baba Yaga's right. I'm going to have a little contingency here.
Building the bunker, and then it's like the ice caps melt and then your bunker gets flooded.
Like, won't matter if the ice caps go up 500 feet.
Where is it? Denver and New Zealand will be all right?
Well, a lot of places will be all right, but anywhere along the coast is toast.
Yeah.
The coast is toast.
A lot of beachfront property. A lot of new beachfront property. Whatever.
If we evaporated melted all the ice, all the surface ice on the planet overnight, I think the sea levels go up like 150 feet.
2043.
Do you think the banks will come after my debt in the afterlife?
Oh, yeah. You fucking bet your ass they will.
Absolutely.
You pass over and the banks are like, hey, just so cool. That wasn't the end. Just so you know, though. The debt still stays.
Yeah, no, they'll turn you into an AI simulacrum, and they'll like put your AI to work. Like they'll put your little like
you got an NPC for 1,000 years in the new GTA. You're like,
to pay,
fuck.
Yeah,
dude.
To
if
pay
anyone has access to future tech, it's banks first. They're gonna follow you to the afterlife. They're gonna imprison your consciousness to pay its debt.
Exactly.
They'll do it. They'll be the first.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Yeah, they put you into NPC in video games and be like, sell your likeness to video games, and you just have to work it off until you pay.
But if the whole corporation evaporates and they owe $1 trillion, that's bad debt, and they print more money.
Pay for it. Yeah, taxpayers pay for it.
We pay for that one.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Whoopsie,
too big to fail. Too big to fail.
If you're an entity that doesn't really exist, you're fine. You can just wipe that off, wipe that clean. That's bad debt, bankrupt. Who cares? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Your executives get all the money. Golden parachutes
for
everybody.
Fucking crazy.
Yout.
That's how I feel every year around tax time when they start be like, you got to do your taxes. I'm like, why? I don't have anything. Why do you care? Just leave me alone.
Leave me alone. It's insane.
Why do I have to pay to get my taxes done just for you to do them
again
and then tell me they're wrong and say I owe more money? Like, what are you talking about? This is insane. You're already going to do them.
Just, why do I have to initiate?
Why do I have to do them? Like, it's
how about
nuts.
You do them and I dispute
they're already
if
talking
I don't
about
like it.
Them doing it themselves, though. And it's just like, guess what? Everybody owes.
How about just take the proper amount? I feel like in this day and age,
they can just get
you know
the
what
right
I mean?
Amount.
With fucking algorithms and stuff. Algorithms. I feel like having to do fucking taxes at all is kind of weird.
Insane.
I'm like, Just do the math. Someone somewhere do the math for me. All right.
But what, like,
I wanted to come off my paycheck. I don't want to have to worry about it at the any year ever.
I pay you yeah. off of my paychecks every fucking month. Is that, that's not enough?
You already know how much I pay.
Like, leave me alone. You already tax the fucking shit out of me for everything else. Like, and then at the end of the year, you just be like, just guess what? Sorry, buddy. Another $2,000.
Just if I make cash, fuck off.
You got that.
Hey, and you know what? If you're tired of paying that $2,000, you can actually give us an advance. They've been sending those letters out, which is insane.
You can pay early.
Yeah, you can go ahead and pay. We're going to guess that you're going to owe money, so you can go ahead and
pay
early.
Would
you
like to pay in installments, Andrew?
No, I don't want to give you a fucking loan, CRA. Fuck off. Like, what are you talking about? This is insane. So you can go ahead and send another fucking $1 billion to fucking Ukraine? Like, piss off.
Name the place overseas that gets the money.
My God, you fuck off. Oh, they need to do gender studies in Zimbabwe? I don't fucking care. It's not my problem. Leave me alone. Fuck off.
It's funny because it's true.
It is true.
We were paying for gender studies in Zimbabwe.
And a whole bunch of places.
A whole bunch of different places.
Which I'd be fine with. I'm fine with supporting all the stuff if we just had like extra money. We don't have extra money.
We're
send it away.
Fucking poor. If we get the worst inflation.
Extremely wealthy. I'm all for fucking spending money.
You know what? It goes back to the old adage. You have to spend money to make money. I think that's what you guys are forgetting.
Oh.
So we've been spending like crazy. So it's only a matter of time before it just ricochets back to making money.
The dividends are going to pay back, right? What you're saying.
Right? Tenfold. Right? We just got
to
keep
spending.
What
are we doing to make money? Are we building pipelines? Are we doing, like, what are we doing to make money? Have we done anything to make money? Are we just spending money?
Taxing streamers.
We're
coming for tips.
Tips are next.
Did you see, going off topic real quick, our local Vernon MP, conservative MP, come out and say, like, the Liberal Party just approached me about crossing the floor. Literally, like, they're trying to buy him right now.
What'd they offer him? What was it, good?
He didn't say. But
so he'll be, it's like, he'll be joining, someone's joining, you know it.
So, well, now with Freeland stepping down too, like, it's only a matter of time.
Join the bonus,
they get a majority.
Bonus show, Left of Right Pot, season 2 on Patreon.
Yeah, join it quick before I fucking kill myself due to this goddamn stupid country and our fucking politics.
Come hear us rant about Canadian politics, the most boring politics of all time. Come hear us rant about it.
Fucking maddening, man.
It's, listen, Andrew's he's politics and then putting 250 hours on our creators in the last month.
Where I get it back.
I had to go look. I was sitting inside. Jamie's like, can you see how much people are playing? I said, oh yeah, look. And I pulled it up and it was like, Andrew's locked 250 hours. I was like,
yeah, you know why though?
Yeah, you leave it on.
And I have to leave it on or else because my screen dies because the HDMI connection.
Andrew restarts my computer every time. Opens Arc Raiders. And doesn't close it just so in case he can get into the garage, he can sneak in
a quick loot.
All the boys at work know that, like, I'll say, oh, I gotta take the garbage out. So I grab the garbage, dip down through the garage, do a couple rounds. So whenever we put the code word for doing a quick run, boys will text, be like, hey, anybody taking the garbage out in the next little bit? And I'm like, oh, I can take the garbage out.
Yeah, it's looking great. A little full.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta sort it.
Yeah, it's good.
Anyways, in 2043, Europe will be under Muslim governance.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't see that. I think they're pretty close on the money, actually. Pretty close, yeah.
Anything about New York?
2043? That's plenty of time. I mean, we're not having kids, so someone's got to come fill up the population.
Okay, shut the fuck up. Speak for yourself. I've had them, all right?
No, we're doing our part.
This podcast has done their part.
We're doing our part. But half the people, this guy over here, he's got no kids. It's his fault.
I don't know which way.
Sit down.
Are we all different?
Hey, ain't my problems. I don't got to worry about that.
Dan's got a fucking army of Thai children.
Yeah, he probably just doesn't know about
you guys. Imagine in 20 years we find out Dan's on that message board with those guys that go around and fucking giving their seed away, trying to like spray, you know. Have you seen that documentary? The guys that just go to the... Okay, so there's a real thing. These guys make a living just going to every sperm bank and donating to sperm banks. So some of these guys have hundreds of kids, and it's like a fucking weird kink. And they go to like Africa, and they go to places that don't have regulations on how many a person can donate. And the reason in like countries like Britain and stuff, there's like laws on how much you can donate is because due to privacy laws, if you get too many of the same donor in one area, then you risk incest in the future, right? Of like half siblings dating each other. Well, these guys have like skirted all the rules, and like some of them have hundreds and hundreds of kids.
That's a lot
and
of child like brag support.
They brag about it online. Well, it's not because you're donating the sperm to the sperm banks, right? For people to use, right? And in 20 years, we're going to find out that Dan's like number three on the list.
I'm going to sound like a giant piece of shit here, and I don't care. I'm embracing it.
Do it.
This prediction and those guys are going to lead to a lot of incest around the world. All right? We're going to have a real fucking problem here.
I mean,
real fucking problem.
It's just, it's the fastest growing religion. It's the fastest growing population. It just makes sense.
Nothing wrong with the little kissing cousins, right, Zell?
Who cares?
So, and then by 2076,
I'm going to change the topic before we get into small.
I mean, if you guys want to keep talking about it and making some more, you know, questionable,
I just made observation. Yeah. A lot of people and
slightly charged statements.
Hey, it's allowed, man. It's embraced.
With the sperm donations, it's a legit problem in the UK. They found like people that were half siblings that were dating that didn't know they were half siblings because the parents didn't know. They got sperm from different places, but it's littered with the same guy.
Just traveling around.
And so it's like,
whacking into cups. Guys fucking getting paid to rip a JO here and there. Like,
yeah,
you're going to take advantage. Unfortunately, there's nobody looking for fucking sperm from a 5'7" bald guy, or else I'd be doing it too.
Yeah, but you're athletic. Maybe they want that. Maybe they like bald.
Maybe
they like short.
I doubt it.
The most ones like North America, I think it's like you have to be like at least 6 feet because they won't.
Yeah, they're trying to breed these genes out, as am I. Yeah. My wife's dad is fucking 6'5". I'm trying to fix this.
Fix that.
I'm getting rid of it. I'm cleansing the world.
2076. Guess what's coming back? Everyone's favorite. It's going to start in New York City. It's going to spread like wildfire. Communism's back, baby. Full force. Couple generations from now. We're all taking turns stamping pages.
You said 2076?
2076.
Is that like maybe 50 years sooner?
No, it's going to be a tiptoe. It's going to take a while.
It sounds like it's already coming.
How old are we going to be in?
I'll be fucking 80 something.
Oh, that fucking sucks. They'll put us back to work. They're like, retirement's over, bitches. Yeah.
Like, everyone works.
Your back hurts?
You have a pension?
Your wrist hurts? Well, now your back's going to hurt because you just pulled landscaping duty.
Yeah, that pension you paid for your whole life in? Gone. That CPP? Yeah, we took that out because pay for something.
Security, not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
Gone. Like, it's not solvent.
I mean, communism world, I mean, there's always communism somewhere. Is it going worldwide?
Some form of communism.
You're talking about New York.
I don't know how you would define it at this point. Yeah, it's kind of like
widespread.
It's vague.
It's already the seeds are already planted in New York, man.
It's like, what do they mean, communism or fascism? Like, you know, I feel like people conflate the two a lot. Like, it's
same but different.
Well, no, it's like people like put communism and fascism in the same thing, which could be different because they're two different ideological.
Sounds like what a communist would say.
Well, communism's gone so far left that it goes right, you know, it goes all the way around.
I mean, but you could be like communism versus, like, people think socialism is constant communism when they could be two distinct ideologies. Like,
collectivism, socialism, communism.
I don't like any of these isms. Autism, it's all the same to me.
All the isms. Yeah. It's all a spectrum of isms, you know?
Yeah. Communism's a spectrum.
The spectrum.
I don't know how this one works out because they say in 2130 that's when first contact's gonna happen. But
I thought it's happening this year.
But our buddy Mark Christopher Lee is saying that we're gonna get first contact at the World Cup. So I don't know how that shakes out.
Baba's right and fucking Chris or whatever is fucking bullshit.
Honestly, we need a new prophet. I think like a new.
Zelstradamus right here.
We have Athos Salome.
Hey, before you got on, I said we do have a new prophet called Brave Brave JJ.
Chad of Psychics.
You foretold the Venezuela event.
I did call Venezuela. to
I gave
eerie,
you your flowers. Deep, I gave eerie. You your flowers.
Eerie.
You called Venezuela, or you listened to a bunch of people who've been called Venezuela for years, and then you also said it.
No, no. It's like Bay for JJ fucking.
Did you say they're going to kidnap the president overnight?
No, what I said was, I think I said, someone sent the clip. It's like 2.5 years old. I was like, sounds like they need their oil liberated. They need a dose of freedom. I was like, it's only a matter of time now. And then.
But that's what I mean.
2 years later.
That's like, that was a prevalent thing for 30 years.
I honestly,
it's been a joke. It's just that, well, because like the only other like OPEC nation like over here, so it's just been a joke. Yeah,
I just like I guess it's just, I don't know. It's been, I had no idea. Like when I went to go, like I was like, holy fuck, they're attacking Venezuela. They've gone in and just fucking stolen the president in the middle of the night.
They did it probably the right way. Like
I can't wait to see Zero Dark 40 or whatever they're going to call this one.
Oh, buddy, 5 years, there's going to be a movie.
That's going to be a great movie. For sure.
Hell yeah.
For sure, and it's going to be a dope movie.
And I can't wait. You get this military precision strike. But I was like, I mean,
they did a good job. Like, I mean, I had how many people died? Like,
did anybody die?
80? Well, yeah, like 80 people died.
It's not bad.
Like, yeah.
You know?
But well, that's them. I mean, without that's putting boots on the ground. Right? That's them saying it?
Yeah, how many actually died? There's a lot of bombs I've seen.
Yeah.
But I also don't know what's real. I don't know if the bombs are fake.
I saw a bunch of Raider flares going off when I went to those.
I like that. It looks like, so there was a meme. It was like, looks like Maduro is not going back or is heading back to Speranza.
Yeah.
The interesting thing for me is like, just kind of sit back. Like I have no real idea what the fuck's going on in Venezuela before this or this.
I have no idea what's going on right now.
I'm like, I don't know if it's if I should be pro for this or completely against this. I have no idea.
I've never seen media so split before ever. Like you go on, obviously, the biased fucking X and you see Venezuelan people cheering and happy and everything's good. And then you turn on your local news and it's like fucking tyrant going after oil, orange mad bad. And you're like, I fucking don't know. Like, it's like, there's no way. It doesn't kind of look shitty going into another country.
They're throwing press conferences and be like, fuck around, find out. I'm like, what the hell is going on? I have no idea.
It's crazy.
Is this real? Are we next?
It's hard. It's Canada next. It's really hard to take it seriously when they're saying that, oh, we indicted him on drug trafficking charges when you just pardoned the Honduran president who had like 400 kilograms of like cocaine, like got convicted about like smuggling cocaine. And so you're going to go in there, you're going to kill a whole bunch of people for getting this guy on drug charges.
Not to mention, like, you've been going on for the last, I don't know how many years about fucking Mexico.
Yeah.
Right? Like, literally, Mexico is a big bad, drug charges, all this. You didn't do shit to Mexico, and then you go into Venezuela, and you're like, what?
Dude, I'm at the level where, like,
I'm so confused.
They're all the leaders, it's just a game to them, and he's probably living the high life now, whatever fucking jail he's in. Like, listen, we're going to come in there. You just stand on your front porch. We'll drop a helicopter. We'll take you out. Drop a couple bombs. Make it look
like
we got you.
So he's hanging out with fucking Bin Laden somewhere?
Just fucking chilling. Club Med, dude.
Is that what you're saying? Bin Laden,
yeah.
Just chilling.
Fuck.
That's the level of distrust I'm at. Like, I don't believe anything I fucking hear anymore.
I could not agree more, man.
And especially anything that invokes like those like far spread feelings. Like, you know, anything that divides so bad, I'm like, I don't know what the truth here is.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to just.
When are we going to get like fucking news again? Like, just when are we going to know?
Never,
is that ever going to happen again?
Nope.
Or has it ever happened? Have we ever been told the real narrative?
Yeah, there was at one point where the United States, like, we had an actual, like, there was regulations where you had to show kind of like both sides of that. Like, both
Dan,
sides.
We talked about this, buddy. We, Canada too, we had the house hippo. We told everybody. We warned you about fake news.
It's misleading.
There was, There's some stuff that's like, that should come back that we got rid of.
It is coming back, though. We've already seen it. We're going to have just independent journalist YouTubers breaking stories nonstop now. Prep yourselves. That's a brave, brave JJ prediction is, because of this guy's success, you are going to have all these outlandish YouTubers.
More fucking
cracking
rebel
cases
Charlie
from now
Park
on.
News.
I mean, it's just gonna, I feel like it's gonna be more just like Pizzagate, like people with shotguns like breaking down daycare. Where are the kids?
Give me show me the kids. Oh,
it's like 11 p.m. at night and you're like,
I already said it, man. The next one, someone's gotta do it. When have you seen blood in the blood banks, right? Someone's gotta break in there and find the blood. Where's the blood?
In the freezer's in the back.
Honestly, I wasn't here last week. You guys talked about the fraud stuff. The daycare stuff, whatever. I have no idea. But like when he goes to, when there's like
you
the
see old Timmy Waltz step is not running next year?
He's not running next year.
I know. No, they're like, I did that. I was like, did you? I have no idea.
No. I feel like that's an Al Franken decision where it's like, you shouldn't have done
it. When he goes to the medical clinics. I was like, what? There's 14 oddly named medical clinics in this building and no one's waiting anywhere. I was like, this is
crazy.
The daycare stuff, I'm like,
or the daycare donations to the fucking Democratic Party. Like,
right, there was fraud. There's been fraud going on for a while. There's been investigations for years, has there not, Dan?
Anytime with these social programs, there's going to be fraud. People are going to take advantage of it.
Government money.
Yeah. They're imperfect systems because they're imperfect systems because they are created by imperfect. Well,
that's any government contract. Any person who bids on a government contract, you go, alrighty, okay, and 100 times the 100 times the normal costs.
But yeah, there were investigations into the fraud beforehand, like 2 years before. They were already like prosecuting people and imposing like new regulations to make it more difficult for fraud to occur. So it was being already investigated. But the thing is like now it's kind of like, I don't know, it's more like a smear campaign because if Tim Walz were to run, which he said he's not, next year, like they would just hammer those ads, even though none of them are factually correct. They would just hammer the sound bites and they would just keep doing that. Like all
what's
like,
not factually correct kind of thing.
Well, all of his like, just like, oh, there's all this fraud and all these numbers. They would just throw that there. They would throw out the sound bites of him. Like
all the YouTuber.
He didn't do anything. Of the YouTuber, of the local news.
What
just
was that guy's
stuff,
name?
And they would whatever.
Like, this guy's famous overnight somehow.
Well, he's like got a second. Over I mean, some, a million views
honestly,
on
some
his...
of the stuff you're like, that looks suspicious.
This is weird.
There's this look.
I
weird.
Saw. I mean, bizarre. I saw a video of him walking at a fry paint and like just a bunch of girls were circling him, being like, grab my titties and whipping their titties out and like protest him. And he's like, that was pretty funny. I was like, this is funny. I was like, I like these YouTube videos. This is funny.
There's always going to be fraud with these social programs.
100%,
like, dude. You look at our province in BC and it's like, all right, we literally have like our province is ran on the fucking junkie industrial complex.
100%.
Like it's literally like, they're like, listen, we've got a problem with addicts. So to fight this, we're just going to make them more of an addict by giving them free drugs. And then that is the craziest fucking thing I've ever heard.
And then we're
going
to pay all
life.
These people to set up programs for the addicts, which we've created.
And then we're going to make more money.
We're going to make more money by
having
more
addicts.
Yeah, but we had to do that. We had to create something because we lost so much money when they were like, all right, I guess we should just not allow people to walk into a casino with millions of dollars and then just make a couple bets and then cash it out and get a whole bunch of clean money. We should probably put a cap on that, maybe? Like, what? Oh, man. That's real, Dan. We had no rules. You could just go to a casino with any amount of money, no questions asked.
That's fun.
Place bets and then just cash out and you have clean money.
Clean money. Good old money.
It's just like, they're that's like, what?
How do you think I got so rich? But so rich here.
That's how we were cleaning that ATT money. ATT that money. Sweet Spotify money.
Spotify, that was all a cover up. That was not even real.
Laundering our casino winning thing.
Anyways, fast forwarding to 2170, global drought will ravage the planet and devastate much of the world.
Suck it, kids and grandkids. Not my fucking problem.
Later.
You're all dead.
Have fun.
I don't care.
Dude, I don't know how I don't know how drought's going to work on a worldwide, because if you go, say we do go more greenhouse effect, you know? Hotter, wetter.
Like humidity.
And drier. So some places will be desert and some places will be lush rainforest. I can't see how that just goes global, which is like, oh, and now there's just no water in the atmosphere anymore.
Yeah. I'm more pumped for 3005, the Martian War.
Oh,
apparently.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Sounds pretty rad. Actually sounds pretty fun.
So the Martian War, is this like, are we going to get to Mars, set up a colony, and then we're going to fight ourselves?
That's a good question.
That's what's going to happen.
I'm not sure if it's a civilization that it's not really clear whether it's a civilization that already exists on Mars or, you know, they were already there before, or is it a, yeah, we set up a, is it a, the Expanse deal where it's going to be like, we set up a colony there and then they want to be independent. And
yeah, it's Musk, America. Obviously Musk, who's still alive, is obviously feuding with Trump's head.
Listen, Earth's going to put a tea tax on Mars and those fucking Martians aren't going to have none of it. Dude, and they are going to revolt. It'll be a full revolution.
Yeah, you just did the entire plot of the Expanse.
Boom. To the entire plot of North America. But this is after thousands of, like about a couple thousand years of, we get to Mars, there's native Martians there, we got to take them over first.
Yeah.
Got to do all that first. Then develop Mars.
The cockroaches that we send to Mars to terraform it, turn into cockroach people, and then we have to fight them with genetically altered super people from different insects, DNA. Yeah, that'd be cool.
I think how high Starship you could jump troopers. On Mars.
Yeah.
You just teleported to Mars right now, you could jump so high.
Terraform Mars. Oh, fuck. That's where we should play our Space Jam games, on Mars.
Oh, shit.
That's where the WNBA should play.
So you want the Sierra Sound to play in fucking on Mars?
Yeah, on Mars, right. Yeah.
That's their home fucking court.
Right. So after the Martian War?
Yeah, almost 800 years later, you're going to have End of the World, part one. I guess Earth will no longer support life. So I guess people who have survived the Martian War are going to have to, you know, going to have to shuffle off Earth and move somewhere else.
So the Martians nuke Earth? Is that what happened?
I don't know.
We're going to leave some surprises for the future.
I guess, like, if they did, I guess it would take like a couple hundred years for it to be completely uninhabitable. If you're like, you know,
you'd have to drop a lot of nukes.
Well, if it was runaway greenhouse effect, couldn't it happen quick at a certain point?
I think just still talking like tens of thousands of years.
If you just completely uninhabitable, like nothing left, like I'd probably take a couple hundred years, I think, to. Completely whatever.
It's probably going to be from all the windmills.
Yeah. Then like another 1500 years later in 5079, you're going to have the End of the World part two for real this time. Everything ends. World's done, I guess.
Earth. Is that where like the for sun real. Is going to grow a little bit? No, because
it's only a couple thousand years. Like in a couple billion years, maybe. Like, yeah,
did she predict that'll that? Happen. Is that, did we get that from her?
How far do we go with this?
We did. For sure. I'm, yeah.
5079. She also
predicted the heat death of the universe.
Oh, shit.
In 19.5 billion years, the universe will expand and then contract to a point where everything just blows up.
There's just no energy left and just dead.
Doesn't even make sense. That doesn't even make any sense.
Love them trotting out Baba Vanga's predictions, but it's like, but now recently I'm telling you, this Athos Salome guy makes predictions that are they hit a little closer to home, because it's not just like vague predictions. This guy makes predictions about celebrities, like specific celebrities, which let's be honest, that's what most people.
So who's this guy? Athos Salome?
Salome?
Is he on TikTok and shit?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I think I've seen him.
I've shown you guys his picture before, and you're like, this is exactly what the guy you would expect him to look like.
I remember now.
Like, does he look like Chris Angel, kind of?
He looks like the Giga Chad guy. Like, he's got, his face is like just flat planes. Like, it's really great. But
He's mewing, boys.
Look what at does mewing mean?
As soon as you see it, you'll...
That guy.
Oh, yeah. That guy's a fucking psychic for sure.
That guy's 100%
psychic. Dude, look at that jawline.
Like, look at that fucking robe, dude.
This guy looks like a fucking dickhead.
Just a fucking loser, dude.
Yeah, man.
This guy's got surgery on his face for
that
sure.
That guy looks like he smells like brewed aftershave.
You gotta look
that
this,
guy looks if like you're just listening to
this, you gotta look this guy up right now. Just pause the podcast, look this guy up, and laugh with us, because it's
like Doctor Strange got Botox.
And if you want to see the exact same picture that the theorists are looking, make sure to use Bing.
Comes up immediately.
This guy looks like his cheeks are just fucking raw from biting him.
Yeah.
Like this guy's chewing on cheek every bite.
Can't even get he's like just chomping on him. He's like huge divots.
His jawline down. Like, what do they do to his face? Like, is that fillers? Like, what is that? Or
he's got filler on top there for sure. It. He's got filler in the upper cheekbones. No,
oh yeah, that's
an
upper lower bleph for sure.
Makes me feel
weird. This is a guy that you would expect these predictions to come from. He had some predictions on Blake Lively. Who is the wife of nice.
Okay, that Ryan tracks.
Right? Did she finally win her Oscar?
Maybe. He's saying that since she was kind of embroiled in some stuff during 2025, her career is going to change in 2026. And she says she's going to focus more efforts on the behind-the-scenes involvement on her project.
What a stupid prediction.
Just he's predicting this because he knows because he's going to have an affair with Ryan Reynolds.
No kidding.
He's going to be single.
weirdo. He's got another prediction for the Sydney Sweeney. The Sydney Sweeney is going to be able
what,
to...
Hold on.
That's
what is
not a real fucking face.
There's no way.
What is this fucking lore? He looks like he's belongs on Easter Island. Quad. Why is his head so goddamn big?
I told you, he looks like the Giga Chad guy. Like the
what the hell's going on here? I need a full body picture of this guy.
That's not a real picture. That's
I got to find a full body picture of this guy.
Shirt off. Naked picture. Pull it up.
Yeah. Athos Salome, full body nude.
Full body nudes. Let's go.
Dude, I don't know.
That guy's not real.
I don't know, man. Look at this.
That's not real. That's not real.
It's a real person.
It's a real person, but like...
No,
why is his head so big?
No, that doesn't make any sense.
It's a real dude. It's a real guy.
That's an alien.
Look at this one. This one's like, hey.
That's a Chris Angel picture.
Yeah.
Why is his head so fucking enormous? It's insane.
It's those cheekbones.
None
those,
of this
like,
is. That's not a real person. That's an AI person. That's not real.
Yeah, that does not look real.
It that's doesn't like, look like a real person.
Hey, fucking Grok, making me the shittiest looking fucking dude I've ever seen.
Dude, and the prediction picture about Blake Lively, she's probably said that in interviews. He's like, listen, feeling that she's going to take a lesser role next year and she'll focus more on behind the scenes and producing. She's probably said that
fucking
in an interview.
Mystic fortune teller, please give me more fucking theories about what happened to the chick from the traveling pants. Like, who gives a shit about Blake Lively? Who gives a fuck? What is this guy doing? Who cares? Is he TMZ's fucking psychic?
I have a feeling that Katy Perry will reinvent her brand this year. Katy Perry with our ex-prime minister Justin Trudeau will make a porno and it will do terribly.
Nobody will want it.
Where she fucking gives it to him with a strap on.
Oh, for sure, dude. She's got the chindo on, no doubt about it.
100%. That guy sucks.
That guy fucking sucks, dude. That guy
sucks. I don't know most. I'm not even sure if this is a real person now. Like, have you seen him in
it's
has anyone
not,
seen this guy in an interview?
He's not
he can't
real.
Be real, dude. There's no
he's
way.
Not real.
100% real gay.
He's There's not no real, Ben.
I'm actually starting to think that he's not real and he's AI.
If he's real, then he is a fucking lizard person. That guy 100% that guy looks like a salamander. For fucking sure. That guy's part salamander.
He's got non-human qualities of his face for sure.
Yeah. David Icke's been talking about these guys.
Is there
for
a shirtless
while.
Photo of him?
Relax.
Let's go. Let's see it.
Fucking relax, man.
How many fingers does he have?
Does he have nipples?
He's got three nips and nine fingers.
I'm gonna go to a different. I'm gonna go to a different search bar to search this.
Were you gonna go to fucking dog pile now?
Let me open a private tab.
Yeah, let me put an incognito window first. Let me mess up my algorithm.
Yeah. What if you search on ChatGPT? Does it fucking save a history?
You
if you search on
ChatGPT,
it says stop looking into me.
Yeah. ChatGPT has like will maintain most of your chats, but there is like a temporary chat one, which I think that's supposed to delete it. But anything on the internet is there forever. So,
just what's another celebrity?
The Sydney Sweeney one. He had the Sydney Sweeney is going to apparently repair her reputation, which I guess I don't know from the American Eagle.
What's wrong
thing,
with Sydney Sweeney's
more popular
reputation
than ever?
Like, she's like. I don't know. She had some controversy during that. I think it was
her
American
jeans
Eagle,
commercial.
The jeans commercial, the that jeans. Kind of stuff. I guess Euphoria is coming back. The show that she was in, Euphoria is coming back. So she's going to increase her opportunity to win.
She was just in that fucking weird, what is it? The Housemaid or whatever that just came out.
Yeah, I don't know. My wife read that book.
I read the book too. It's honestly.
You read the book?
I read the book because Jamie was like, Oh, read this on the flight. It has such a good twist. It is such a good twist. Dude, within the first couple chapters. You
called it probably in the fucking two chapters in.
Yeah, right away. Yeah, then the other thing I was reading, I was like, every single guy in that, I felt so weird reading that book. Every single guy in the book, it's like, he was so fucking hot. And he had fucking chiseled abs and fucking sweet.
He looked like this fucking fortune teller from the internet.
He's the sexiest man. And then any other fucking, like, woman. It's like, she's a fat bitch. Fucking cow.
She's a fucking bitch.
What a bitch. Like, this is zero a fucking, description. She's a fucking what a bitch. Fat cow. I was like, holy shit. Give some other details to where the women here. I was like, they go into Tolkien detail talking about this guy's cum gutters. And then I'm like, holy shit. But yeah, it's a,
man, I don't know what it is about women's literature, but it's horny.
It is.
If any of the books I read got into detail about sex, I would get uncomfortable.
I just search.
I would be like, what are you doing here? Like, what do you mean? I'm not here to fucking jack off. I'm here to read. Yeah. Right, like those are two separate things for me. Like, I want to enjoy this book.
Yeah, why are we getting steamy here?
Yeah, this is weird.
Indeed,
like, don't understand.
Really necessary. Like, yeah.
It was funny. One time, Steph was listening to an audiobook. One time, like some romance novel or something, and then I started the car in the morning and it connected, and I'm listening to this, and then I just record it and send it to her. It's like, what is this?
I mean, listen, if they're fucking lining them up so you can knock them down, not a terrible situation.
It's worked a couple times, but
yeah, like, that's fine. I'd be okay with that, but it's not the case. Because she's reading about these sexy guys in the book, and then she looks over at my fucking bald, shrivelly ass, and she's like, what the fuck is this?
Babe, can you shave my back?
Yeah. You know, it's why some people read for the escapism.
That's fair.
It's honestly like all those, cause I read, I think that's Hoover. I think Hoover does that one. Clarice Hoover. Colleen Hoover. That's the one. And yeah, then there's like another lady. There's another lady that does like the same style of books. And I'm like, this is the same lady. Is it one lady writing all these? Cause
they're all AI.
Yeah, they're all the same. I was like, it's the same kind of formulaic, like,
hey, really Grok, make me a fucking horny murder mystery, please. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
And with hot guys and ugly chicks.
Bitches.
Yeah, they're fucking bitch.
And every guy.
All the guys super hot.
Fucking
super
hot.
All the women are bitches.
Super hot.
Fucking
bitches.
Bitch.
Yeah. Fuck cows. It's so funny. Like, the only two women in that entire book, they're just fucking
bitches.
Bitches.
Fucking
stole my husband's, my sexy gardener. Just he's out there gardening with no shirt, and he's just brooding at me with his pouty lips. And you're like, okay, all right.
Yeah. Like, find me a fucking sexy gardener in real life, please. And thank
you're
you.
Like, holy.
Fucking leave.
Like, I gotta get a different cover for the face. I don't want anyone seeing I'm me reading this.
I can't believe smut.
It's a smut.
It's okay. Dude, I go through phases, reading smut phases, where I'll just crush books.
Just
and then
a bunch of smut.
Sometimes I usually try to mix up the genre, so every now and then I'll read one of something Jamie's read.
Yeah.
Really? I fucking suck. I just can read one genre I'll read it for years. And then
I've been trying to branch out, man. I've been reading a biography, and then I read I'll read a sci-fi or a...
Then a horny chick book.
Yeah.
Just to change it up.
Yeah, and then I'll read a fucking... Try to get in my feminine side. I'll read a fucking horned out.
Do you start a bath and light some candles while you read that fucking shit?
Hell yeah, brother. You gotta set the mood.
That's good.
Like, right?
Good.
I'm trying to unlock my feminine side, right? Yeah, guy can't use a fucking
sit in the
bubble
fucking
bomb
bath and
anymore.
Flick your bean, reading Colin
guy can't
Hoover.
Use a bubble bomb. Is that what they're called? Bath bombs?
No, bath bomb.
Right? Can't use a bath bomb to relax. I like the way my skin feels, and I like the way
I
smell.
I know for
after.
A fact
Sue
that you
me.
Haven't relaxed in 6 months.
That's true. That
so
is true.
You start with me.
Honestly, I'm pretty sure because Roman was so sick. And he went in the hot tub with me, and then I pulled off his swim diaper. He started to cry a little bit, and we got out of the hot tub, and I was like, it was dark, and I was like, I know he's shit in the hot tub. I fucking know it. I know it. Almost without a doubt in my mind that there's a turd right now boiling, coming apart right now in the hot tub that I'm going to have to go deal with in the daylight.
Boiling, crumbly turd in the hot tub.
Yeah.
The filter,
a little bit of
six,
so
it's probably diarrhea.
Hey, little bit of,
the filters little bit will get it. Soft serve.
The filters will get it. With a little fucking shock in there, you'll be fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And yep. It's like perfect time because you're like, normally I'd be like, well, I'm unplugging the hot tub, I'll drain it. It's like, well, it's cold. Everything free. So I just got to let that sucker fucking marinate in there. I knew it because he was like, ah. I was like, what's going on? And he's like, ah, out. I was like, God damn it. I was like, I'm getting out too. Like, gave myself a look. I was like, hey, nothing on me. I was like, God damn it. I was like, oh, good luck. I'll report back later. Without a doubt, though, I'm just about 100% sure there's a turd in there.
Nice.
Good. Anyways, I think that's pretty much it for Baba Vanga's predictions. If you can call them that, I guess we'll find out. Mm-hmm. If this podcast is still somewhere deep in the media files and fucking 3056 or whatever the end of the world is. Yeah. Sweet.
We called it.
See, let us know.
Martian War. See you guys there.
Be fun. I mean, predictions are always fun, especially the vague ones, because you can really extrapolate on those babies.
We can't leave. Every one of us has got to make a big prediction for this year. What's happening?
What's happening?
Seems right. Right? Everyone's got to make a good prediction.
I'm going to predict there's going to be an earthquake with a landslide somewhere in the region of India, Pakistan, somewhere coming up this next year.
Somewhere in Asia. Right.
I like it. And now give me a celebrity prediction.
Kanye West will release another controversial song to try and gain traction for possibly
that's
for a new album.
Money.
Hugh Jackman is going to make another Wolverine movie.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's.
Is he? You probably already know that.
I don't think it's coming out though. Well, maybe when does Secret? Because I know he's coming back as Wolverine.
I just say he's making another Wolverine movie. Could be is Wolverine in a movie, or is he right, a Wolverine?
I think so. I already said there's going to be a big fire. My celebrity prediction. I predict this year that our boy Leonardo DiCaprio is finally going to settle down, and he's going to announce his engagement.
He's going to. Was he on the Epstein files?
Young, 18-year-old. Freshly 18-year-old model.
This is the last one, I swear.
Some young model. And he's
she's
gonna
the one.
Be, and that's it. And
she's
he's
the one.
He's going to announce his engagement.
Nice.
Okay.
That's my celebrity.
One. That's a good one.
It's good.
Andrew, what do you got?
Kardashian's going to fucking shack up with another basketball player.
Okay.
That's good. Which know. One? Just any? Just
possible.
Widespread? Anyone. You can't pick it out?
Can't.
My money's on Catelyn. Is that it? Everyone?
That's
doing?
It. That's our predictions for 2026.
Yeah. That's
Mark
it.
Them down.
And we actually got a couple beauties supporting the show this month.
Let's go.
They
Let's
went to patreon.com. They searched for Theorist Theorizing. They found our Patreon. They signed up not on Apple on your phone. They signed up on the web browser. So you don't pay those extra 30%, those fucking scoundrels.
These know it. These people are in the know.
This week, we got Christian 343.
Beauty.
And Matthew Ganaxio.
Let's go.
Supporting the show. Fucking beauties. We appreciate it.
Patreons. I love it.
And as we always say at the end of these things, keep those eyes in the skies.
Nice.
Picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania,
Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Assisted customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.